Call the order of the municipality of the District of St. Mary's regular council meeting Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. It is 5 o'clock PM. Can I have roll call, please?
Fuller?
Here.
Deputy Ward Boy, here. Counselor Beaver?
Here.
Counselor O'Connell?
Here.
Counselor Tebow?
Regrets. Also in chambers tonight is CAO Leslie McFarland, Director of Finance and Treasurer, Mary Fraser, and Municipal Clerk Janelle Fleet. Before, are there any additions to the agenda that is before you? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I'll move to approve.
Counselor O'Connell?
I'll second.
Deputy Warden Malloy, all those in favor?
Aye.
The agenda is approved. Before you have the minutes of the council meeting held on Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. Are there any errors or omissions?
See.
Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Now we will get to the recommendations of the committees of council. From the committee, the whole meeting, March 24th, 2026. On the recommendation of Counselor Beaver, seconded by Deputy Warden Malloy, council approves awarding Maritime Blower Repair Incorporated the purchase and installation of two new blowers at a cost of $21,019.70 plus HST to maintain redundancy at the wastewater treatment plant with funds sourced from the Canada Community Building Fund. I have a motion to approve that recommendation.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Counselor Beaver?
I'll second the motion.
Counselor O'Connell, all those in favor?
Aye.
That recommendation is approved. On the same meeting on the 24th of March, the recommendation of Deputy Warden Malloy and seconded by Counselor Tebow, council approves inviting representatives from the Emergency Health Services to attend a future council meeting to provide a presentation on current service levels within the municipality of the District of St. Mary's, including response times, coverage, and any identified challenges or opportunities for improvement. Motion to approve that recommendation.
Motion to approve.
Counselor O'Connell?
Seconded.
Counselor Beaver, all those in favor?
Aye.
That recommendation is also approved. From the committee of the whole meeting on April 1st, 2026, on the recommendation of Counselor Tebow and seconded by Deputy Warden Malloy, council release the 2025-2026 grant funding of $4,016.34 to Coastal Nova Scotia, funded through the 25-26 Economic Development Tourism Budget. I have a motion to approve that recommendation.
I'll make that motion.
Deputy Warden Malloy?
I'll second it.
Counselor Beaver, all those in favor?
Aye.
That recommendation is approved. On recommendation of Deputy Warden Malloy and seconded by Counselor O'Connell, council provide pre-budget approval award to Francis J. Boyle Construction Limited for the purchase and installation of the materials and complete permanent repair of the water main in the Clover Farm parking lot at a cost of $9,000 plus HST with funds to be sourced from the Canada Community Building Fund. I have a motion for that.
I will motion to approve.
Counselor O'Connell?
I'll second.
Counselor Beaver, all those in favor?
Aye.
That is approved. On the recommendation of Counselor O'Connell and seconded by Counselor Tebow, council authorized the emergency expenditure of $1,744.20 plus HST to Sherbrooke Electrical for the essential service repair of the heat trace controller and electrical box in the Clover Farm parking lot with funds to be sourced from the Canada Community Building Fund. Can I have a motion to approve that? Counselor Beaver?
Second.
Yeah, seconded by Deputy Warden Malloy. All those in favor?
Aye.
On the recommendation of Deputy Warden Malloy and seconded by Counselor O'Connell, council approve, subject to the 26-27 Counselor budget approval, awarding Flowstar the purchase of 25 new water meters at a cost of $6,294.75 plus HST to maintain proper water usage tracking and billing with the funds to be sourced from the Canada Community Building Fund. I have a motion to approve that.
I'll move.
Counselor Bieber.
I'll second.
Counselor O'Connell. All those in favor?
Aye.
That is approved. On the recommendation of Counselor Warden, Deputy Warden Malloy, and seconded by Counselor O'Connell, council award the contract for the design of a multi-use community center in Ecom Secom to IMCO Custom Design in the amount of $69,550 plus HST to be funded by $60,000 in the provincial grant funding with remaining $9,550 to be funded through the municipal fire services operating budget. Can I have a motion to approve that recommendation?
I'll move.
I'll second.
Counselor Bieber, Deputy Warden Malloy. All those in favor?
Aye.
I approved. On the recommendation of Counselor Tebow and seconded by Deputy Warden Malloy, council ratify the award to Davis McIntyre and Associates to conduct an archaeological resource impact assessment on PID 37541620 at a cost of $6,749.22 plus HST.
I'll motion to approve.
Counselor O'Connell. Second.
Second.
Deputy Warden Malloy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those recommendations are all approved. Before you have two outside committee reports, the Port Bickerton Lighthouse Association and the Eastern Solid Waste Management. Are there any questions to Deputy Warden Malloy regarding those outside committee reports? None? Thank you for submitting those reports. Brings us to number nine. Nine. Other matters of business, council appointment. Go.
Thank you, Warden. So I'm happy to announce that we do have a successful candidate for the term Director of Community Development and Recreation position. And that is going to be for the period from May 4th, 2026 to October 29th, 2027. And so we are looking, as per policy, director positions must be appointed, or I can only recommend, and council must approve the appointment of director positions. So we are looking for council to make a motion to appoint Michaela Lang, L-A-I-N-G, to the position of term Director of Community Development and Recreation for that period that I've mentioned. And we're very pleased to have her join us shortly.
Okay, I'd like to declare a conflict of interest.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, well. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Michaela Lang is approved with one abstention due to conflict. All right, now CAO report. And if you all have had a chance to read this, are there any questions for the CAO regarding the contents of her report? I would like to say I do appreciate the way you put this together for our review. It does answer a lot of small questions and keeps everybody appraised of what's going on. If there are no questions, then it brings us to adjournment, the end of our agenda. It is 5:10 and the meeting is adjourned.